Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located in the lower level of our building located at 101 Pierce Street in Sioux City, Iowa, right in the heart of downtown next to the Tyson Event Center and coincidentally the Long Lines Rec Center. The coincidence of that will be evident in just a moment. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, I'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, today I'm really excited about our program. I have a guest who has a really remarkable announcement and quite honestly, an equally remarkable history in our Siouxland Tri-State community, particularly in Sergeant Bluff. Our guest today is Mr. John Winkle, the mayor of Sergeant Bluff, but also the leader of a very significant announcement in the last week or two. John, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate being here.
Happy to have you, and you're decked out in your finest SBL track hoodie, and I know you'll be coaching a little bit coming up, and I know that the Sioux City Relays are just around the corner. So many exciting things on the horizon, but John, today we're going to talk specifically about your sports venue announcement at the old MCI building in Sergeant Bluff. Before we get there, however, as we do each Saturday morning, we introduce our guest to our listening audience. Tell us about where you grew up.
I grew up on an acreage just a little bit south of Sioux City, and we were displaced when the mall was built there, and if coming out of the mall to the south on that bridge that goes over the bypass there, it was right about where I lived. So I spent the first probably 20-some years of my life right there. I went to a one-room country schoolhouse, K through 4, and then our little one-room country school district closed. So in fifth grade, I was sent to Sioux City to Longfellow School. And then in sixth grade, they had room for sixth graders at Joy School, so I went to Joy School, and then to East Junior and to East High.
And I know that you were quite involved in athletics as a kid. Tell us a little bit about some of your sports pursuits as a teenager.
Well, it actually started before that. My dad must have known, well, definitely knew something. My mom and dad both, they knew something I didn't know because they took me to YMCA track meets in fifth and sixth grade, and I started high jumping there. And then later on, my dad built a high jump pit in our backyard because we lived on an acreage and we had a lot of room. So that was prophetic on his part. And I started high jumping in the backyard with two standards he built and with wood shavings to land in and with a bamboo fishing pole was my actual bar to jump over.
Were you a tall kid at an early age?
No, I was actually sophomore year, one of the shorter kids on our basketball team at East High.
And when did you get your growth spurt?
All during my junior year, I think, you know, the summer before my junior year and then during my junior year, I continued to grow.
You know, you're a big guy. How tall are you?
6'5".
You're 6'5", and yeah. In addition to high jumping, were you involved in other sports in high school?
Yeah, I was involved in basketball and track, both.
Were you a sprinter or distance guy?
Neither. as it turns out, I have exercise-induced bronchial spasms, which you get short of breath when you exercise.
So the high jump was perfect for you.
It was perfect for me, but I had to convince Coach Fiegel of that because I was one of the first people in Siouxland to have Coach Fiegel as a coach. And most people know that he came from a Marine Corps background, and I certainly felt that as he was coaching me. I got called to the office one day, which, sorry to say, was generally for disciplinary reasons because I have ADHD, and back then they just called me a chronic underachiever. And so I thought, now what happened and what did I do? Because I couldn't think of anything I did. And I walked into the room with Gene Farrell, who was the dean of men at East High, Bob Guen, the track coach, and some guy that I didn't know. And they introduced me and to Walt Fiegel, and I thought, okay, now what? And so basically they made it very clear that he owned me. And that they saw me having potential in the high jump and that I would have to run some just to get in shape, obviously, but I was going to be exclusively allowed to high jump and not have to run any events during a track meet.
Sure. Well, they did the right thing because I think you performed in the high jump. Tell us about, I don't know how you did at state, but I know how you did nationally.
Well, they used to have, and I think they still do, they have an indoor track meet and an outdoor track meet. And then they have what was called the National Junior Chamber of Commerce track meet. So those were all state-level events. So I can say that I was blessed to win 3 state championships in my senior year. And then when you win the National Junior Chamber of Commerce track meet, then you qualify to go on to the national meet, which was in Houston, Texas. And that's where I got to meet Dick Fosbury and to compete against Dick Fosbury.
And for those of you who may not know, Dick Fosbury, of course, the father of the Fosbury Flop, who absolutely changed the way the high jump was performed across the globe.
Yeah, I was doing what was called the Western Roll, and he was doing something totally different. His dad was an engineer, and his dad had come up with, working with Dick, the two of them had come up with this Fosbury Flop, and I cannot honestly remember, but I jumped pretty well down there. And so I got interviewed along with Dick Fosbury and his dad. And it was kind of a bizarre interview because they asked me if I was going to change and what I thought of it and things like that. And so I said something probably pretty high schoolish, you know, by saying, well, you know, it beat me, so I'm definitely going to have to check it out or something.
Well, close. That's a great answer, John.
Yeah, and so I did check it out, and I continued in college, though, to do the Western Roll because the flop was still kind of new, and at a meet, there'd still be probably two-thirds of the people doing the Western Roll, and maybe a third of the people were doing the flop.
And, of course, the Fosbury Flop revolutionized the high jump. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is John Winkle. John is the mayor of Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, now in his third term, over 10 years of service in the public realm as an elected official. John also had a major announcement recently regarding a new sports venue and facility in the Sergeant Bluff area, and we'll cover that a little bit later in the program. And John, before we get to break, where did you go to college and what was next?
Well, it's actually, I had a full ride to a D1 school. I was recruited and went to high jump at Iowa State. And I don't want to make excuses, but that was not a good period of time for me. I didn't have any idea what to expect. I was the first person in my family to go to college, and I did not take, the polite, kind way to say it is, I did not take advantage of that. I decided that it wasn't for me. I told people that my counselor in high school and people at Ames that I was living on an acreage and that we fed cattle growing up and that I took care of all the cattle medically from the time I was probably 13 or 14 and I wanted to be a veterinarian. And so they put me in all this math and science, which were not good for me at all. And so I had also been recruited by Morningside, and I called Bud Brockman, who was the athletic director in those days, and said, Bud, it's not working here for me, and I'd like to come back to Morningside. And he said, great. And he said, I will give you a basketball scholarship this first semester, and then after that, you'll be on a track scholarship. And so that made it a little awkward with the basketball coach, but that wasn't my problem, I guess. So I got to jump at Morningside and really, you know, enjoyed that, was grateful for the education I got at Morningside and the participation, the things that I got to do and travel with sports in college.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Mr. John Winkle. And after a short commercial break, we're going to return to visit with John about his career with MCI and Long Lines and also focus on his recent announcement. This is Chris McGowan, your host, and we'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning. Our guest today, Mayor John Winkle, the Honorable John Winkle, the mayor of the city of Sergeant Bluff. John, also the leader for many years of MCI Teletechnologies. And John, you went to Morningside as a high schooler. You were second in the nation in the high jump to Dick Fosbury, a lot of athletic success, but then you went on to have a lot of business success as well. Tell us about your first job or how you transitioned from Morningside and ended up working with Chuck Long.
Well, it started with a decision that I decided I wanted to be an attorney, and I was fortunate to get appointed as a magistrate, which was a former, it was called Justice of the Peace, and then it became magistrate. So for 4 or 5 years there, I was a magistrate, and I decided I didn't like that at all, because no matter which way I'd make a ruling on a case, there was somebody that was upset. You couldn't keep everybody happy, and I have what I consider to be a giving, kind heart that is a blessing, and so that was not for me. And so I had started a construction company, and back in the 80s, interest rates went sky high, and I had a lot of financial difficulty, and I was fortunate enough to, I had a backhoe, and I was building houses, and with my backhoe, I got a job with Northwest Iowa Telephone Company, which was the predecessor company for Long Lines. And it was a contract to put in tile and put in big heavy concrete boxes under the streets of Sergeant Bluff, because believe it or not, back then the streets weren't even all paved. There were a lot of gravel streets. So I got that contract, and the contract said that if the ground froze, because we were starting late in the year, I could quit and finish in the spring. So the ground froze up, and I went in the building at Northwest Iowa Telephone with the intention of telling Chuck Long that per the contract I was going to have to finish in the spring. And as I walked down the hall, I passed an office and I overheard a conversation, and Chuck was saying to he had a bunch of his workers who were all my friends, and they were sitting in there, and he was telling them that he'd probably have to lay them off because the ground froze and it looked like I was going to quit till spring, was going to stop the project. And so I didn't go into his office, obviously. I got the heck out of there, and I figured that there had to be some way for me to finish this project, because he wanted them to be able to go into those underground boxes during the winter and splice all the cables. And then I remembered I had a Sioux City firefighter, and I don't remember his name, but he was a friend, and he had a stump grinder, and that had carbide teeth on it. So I asked him if he could cut through a frozen gravel road, and he says, no problem. So I was able to finish the project, keep those guys working all winter, and obviously make Chuck Long very happy.
Yes.
And
so Chuck took a shine to a young John Winkle.
Yes, yeah, he did. And so what the stump grinder did, they'd pull it like through a hole, block, and then they'd move over 4 feet and put it down and cut another groove, and then my backhoe could break it out in pieces. So I told him that when I got done, I said, well, could I use your shop, because my backhoe got kind of beat up and I needed to do some welding on it. And he said, sure, man, you can have the whole building to use if you need it. So I was in the shop working on a Friday, and I was welding on my backhoe, and Chuck came in, and he said, I want to thank you for everything you've done, and I really, really appreciate it. And he said, in a small town, you know, people talk, and everybody in town knew I was having some financial difficulty then. And so he said, I'm not sure if you're interested, but he said, I obviously like what you've done very much, and I need a person to work in our outside plant department. So he said, I need to know Monday though, otherwise I'm going to offer it to another guy that I know. And so I said, I don't need till Monday. I said, I will take the job.
Right here and right now.
Right now, and have no idea what it would ever amount to.
And it worked out pretty well. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. Our guest today is Mayor John Winkle of the city of Sergeant Bluff. And John, we only have 3 or 4 minutes left.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you're a guest that could cover 2 or 3 programs easily. I know that you went on to have great success with MCI Teletechnologies. You led the organization. You became Chuck's right-hand man. Then you became the president and CEO. You have continued to have a keen interest in that facility for many, many years. And just recently, you made a major announcement about what's coming next in that facility. In the couple minutes we have left, tell us what's going on.
Well, when I got elected mayor, I put together a list of things I'd like to see happen and then discuss those things with the council. And by the way, I have a fantastic council and fantastic staff. And that's the only way, because with ADHD and PTSD, I don't do details well. And I've learned that the only way I can succeed is create an environment where the people around me can be really successful. And that's what I've tried to do my whole life. And one of the highest things on the list, because there was a huge assessed valuation with that building. That building is 170,000 square feet, which is 4 acres under roof. And it got the assessed valuation cut by 75% when it sat empty. So we've been working hard with the council and our staff. It's been a real team effort, and our announcement was that came out here about a week ago was to, we have working with a developer called Roy Perry Construction, fantastic company. They're doing other projects in Sergeant Bluff, and we are going to build a facility. It's been underway for 2 months. The entire inside has already been totally demoed to open up all the large space, and so they're on schedule, you know, to move pretty fast on this project. It's going to have a lot of basketball courts, a lot of volleyball courts. It's going to have the largest turf area here in the Siouxland area, the largest indoor turf area. It's going to, Roy Perry is leaving Dakota Dunes, and I'm really thankful that he's moving back to Iowa, and he will have his corporate headquarters in the building. There's 20,000 square feet of retail space with some exciting things coming that we can't announce yet. And the phase one is really, and there'll be an indoor running track, which most places don't have. So we're pretty excited about all those things. And then that's phase one. Phase two, immediately south on a 7-acre parking lot, because we used to have 3,000 employees parked there in its heyday, and we will be building, Roy Perry Construction will be building an 86-unit hotel that will be connected to the big MCI, old MCI building, and it will be a great venue for stay and play. We're working with other people in Sioux City that have facilities, so Siouxland will win. And I guess we're running out of time, but I appreciate, we're working with Sioux City on trails, sewers, so many things. And what Sioux City does that's great is good for the whole area. I understand that. And if we can chip in things as one of the sister cities around Sioux City, we're thankful we can do that in Sergeant Bluff. And we know, though, that Sioux City is the anchor tenant, so to speak, of this area, and we're cooperating with them in many ways. And I appreciate everybody in this area because it's a team effort. It's our council. 99% of our votes are 100%. Because we work with each other, we talk, and we try to make things as smooth as possible. We move very fast with developers, which is one of our strengths. So we're excited to be growing in Sergeant Bluff as we have for the last 9 or 10 years.
Well, John, this is a tremendous announcement. Congratulations not only on the significant project for this sports and recreation facility in Sergeant Bluff, plus the 86-unit hotel. Thank you for your decade of service as mayor and for your regional cooperation. We wish you well in the upcoming track season. I know you're going to continue to coach high jumping. We wish you and your athletes the very best.
Yeah, we'll be out there this afternoon in the weather high jumping in the meet. So,
well, we wish you the very best. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.